What does it look like underneath your sink? Is it pretty cleared out or is it pretty cluttered? Do you have any rubber gloves? Put them on and take a look under your sink. Perhaps it might be a good idea to have a wastebasket handy. Many people collect cleaning agents and put them underneath their sink because the idea is maybe I'll need that cleaning agent at some point in the future. If there are such items like that under your sink, pick them up and see if you can read the ingredients. You might need a magnifying glass. And ask yourself, do I know what that ingredient is? If it has a name that's strange, it may be a toxic chemical, and that particular cleaning agent might be better served in the trash than under your sink. Water is going through your drain into the sewer system or into your septic tank, and notice, what is it going through to arrive at its own conclusion? Is it going through the clutter of toxic cleaning materials? Check out under your sink and ask, what clutter can I clear out underneath my sink today? I say the same as I've now said each and every day. This is not a challenge to clean out everything underneath your sink. That's not the idea. If that's the idea, you'll never get it done. Because if you're like many people, there are probably many, many items underneath your sink that have been stored there now for many years. So the challenge is simply find one item that doesn't need to be there. Some of you have grandchildren and some of you don't, but just imagine if you did have a grandchild or if you do have a grandchild, that grandchild is visiting your home and they're looking inside that cabinet underneath your sink and they're getting into playing with all that is there. Would you want your grandchild to be exposed to what is underneath your sink, sitting there hanging out, perhaps for years and years, perhaps for decades and decades? What needs to be cleared out underneath your sink? Where is the stuck energy there? Where is the lack of flow there? The idea that will make a huge difference is to increase the flow. And ask yourself, what am I putting underneath my sink that I will need later today or later this week or perhaps later this month? What do I always use and what do I always need? That's what needs to be underneath your sink. If there are items under there that you never use, those items do not need to be there. Rather, they need to be perhaps given to a neighbor or a relative, or they need to be thrown away. Have fun looking underneath your cabinet today. Only 10 minutes. A small task. There's enough time to do it. Find just one item that doesn't need to be there. And process that item out with giving it away, using it, or throwing it away. And in so doing, you will enhance the stuck cycle of the flow, which is represented by the items that are cluttering up the under part of your sink. When we begin to clear out the obstructions to the flow in our physical life, the flow in our physical bodies will automatically follow. It's an energetic principle. Trust me, it will happen. You are helping to heal yourself, your body, by looking at how the obstructions of your physical body are manifested in your actual physical life. and how you live. Ask yourself, when you get rid of that one or perhaps several items, how does that make you feel? If you were like me, it makes me feel exhilarated. And may you have an exhilarating day today. This is Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery.